The uranium ore then, it's like that synthetic mineral that the CSIRO have developed, intrinsically locks up the radioactivity. Those uranium atoms then are localized in the structure. Once you grind it up, as you usually do in mining, so the first stage in mining then is to powder the ore, so you put it through a ball mill, and once you've got very finely divided material, it's then going to work in your mineral processing because you increase the surface area, so you can cause chemical attack on the ore, you can extract the metal out of it. But the other thing is, after you've got rid of the uranium from the ore, then what's left behind is now available to the environment. So that material then, our tailings, which is what's left behind, is very susceptible to leaching. And in the States, there are lots of problems with radioactivity in aquifers, in particular radium. Our tailings dams, which are where the liquid components are involved in the process of mining are stored. These ones then are really problematic because you've got a mobile source of radioactivity and you've got to monitor them. So in here, for instance, the US EPA sets limits in terms of picocuries per litre then.